Hey guys, it's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, being the real you. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's been a long week. Feeling like you don't want to speak. Yeah. Know it's time you're feeling lonely. Oh.
To another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we empower each other, where we inspire each other to be authentic and walk in our God-given purpose and truth, because guess what? We are all God's masterpiece. Sis, what's going on? What you been up to, baby girl? I pray that this week has just been phenomenal. I pray that God has just been blowing your mind. We have made it to the month of April in 2022. Can y'all believe it? We are already in the second quarter of 2022. But guess what, y'all? Can you believe it if I tell you that your best days are still ahead of you, that God is not done with you yet? You haven't even seen your best days. That is so amazing. But guess what? I pray that you have written down your goals for this month. I pray that you have just been taking God out of a box and dreaming bigger, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even ask, imagine, or think. You know, so go ahead and get God out of a box, y'all. I just spoke to myself to dream bigger, because God is able to do it, you know. But listen, y'all, hey, April is known for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And y'all know I keeps it real. Y'all know I tell y'all my business or whatever. And I pray that as I share my story of sexual assault, that I inspire somebody, that God sent me here real life to let you know that He sees you. He hasn't forgotten about you. He knows your name. And out of your pain, that there is purpose in it all. You may not feel it. Listen, y'all. Bear with me, because I'm telling y'all my business, and this is the first time for real that I'm sharing my story about sexual assault publicly, y'all. I know, right? But it's all good, because we are a survivor. We are not a victim, and that there is beauty in your brokenness. So let's go ahead and get this party started. Here we go. So listen, sis, before we actually get this party started today, I want you to know that I am genuinely sorry that this has happened to you. No one has probably ever told you that, but sis, I am genuinely sorry, and you are a survivor, not a victim. I don't know the extent of your sexual assault case, and you don't know the extent of my sexual assault case. However, I want you to know that it was never your fault, and I am genuinely sorry that this has happened to you. But guess what, sis? Every day is a new victory. Every time you get out of the bed in the morning, that is a victory. Every time you brush your teeth and wash your face and you do something for you, sis, that is a victory. Every time you just look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, queen, that is good morning, gorgeous. That is a victory, sis. So just know that it's getting better, because you are still alive for a reason. So that means that God straight up is not done with you yet. You still have air in your lungs. So God is not done with you yet. Yes, sis, you are a survivor, not a victim. And you're going to hear me say that throughout this episode, sis, because straight up, sis, you real life are a survivor, not a victim. I don't care what has been spoken over you. I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care what your baby daddy say, what your father said. None of that, sis. You are everything that God has. Oh, yeah, I'm getting ahead of my notes, but it's all good, sis. Let's go ahead, Holy Spirit. And listen, y'all, as I share my story, you might hear me stop, you might hear me sniffle a little bit, but guess what? I just pray that Holy Spirit continues to just flow through me, and I pray that I just touch at least one queen out there to keep her head up, to just know that don't allow the enemy to trick you that you are all alone, because I am a sexual assault survivor as well. And guess what? Let's go, Holy Spirit. Here we go, y'all, for real this time. All right, sis. So one day I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and he asked me, or we were talking about like our childhood or whatever, and he had asked me, was I ever sexually assaulted? And I was like, what the heck is sexual assault? And we started talking a little bit more about it, and I was like, oh, Wait, that has actually happened to me. So sis, sexual assault is another word of sexual abuse, and sexual assault is any form of sexual activity that has happened without your consent. Yes, consent. Yeah, I remember when we was in like high school, whatever, and we learned about in health class, they talked a little about consent, and they say no means no and yes means yes, and in order for you to have sex with somebody, they gotta give you like, yeah. I remember I learned that in health education. Some of y'all might not have learned that. But but listen, consent means you have to verbally say, yes, I want to have sex with you. Or no, I don't want to have sex with you. And so many times, sis, listen, especially on the college campuses, you can tell somebody, oh yeah, Friday night, I'm going to stay with you and we're going to get it on. Da, 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 da. No, sis. One thing I learned about sexual assault is that, or sex in general, is that you have to tell someone, yes, I want to have sex with you in that moment. And if you're intoxicated and if you're not in your right state of mind, that is considered a sexual assault because they are forcing themselves to have sex with you. I'm getting so excited about this because I have a project that I'm working on with one of my friends and I'm so excited for y'all. Stay tuned for that, especially if you're in the DMV area. Ah, ladies, I got y'all, and fellas too. But one thing I learned about sexual assault can also happen non-verbally. It can happen in pictures. If you don't want to see someone in a picture and they send it to you or they show you, that is a form of sexual assault. Sexual assault can go against any type of form, such as rape, such as sending someone pictures, such as you touching someone, fondling them, or even having sex with a child. Yes, I know that is disgusting, right? That is disgusting, y'all. But these are all different forms of sexual assault, sexual abuse. Remember, consent is very, very, very important. No means no, and yes means yes. And that goes for my ladies too. Sometimes, sis, when you want to get it in, and they said no, no means no. And fellas, when you wanted to get it in and sis say no, no means no. Consent goes on both ways. And we don't realize that. Remember, no means no. So if they don't want to do it, you got to try again later. You can't force them. No means no. And if you're ever in an uncomfortable situation, my cousin has always told me, when in doubt, don't do it. So sis, if you don't want to go to that party by yourself, or you should never go to a party by yourself. If you don't want to go to that party, don't go. If you don't want to go to that boy's house, don't go. And one thing I learned about me in general, I remember being in high school and I always thought that my mother was trying to like be in my business and want to know where I was going. No, sis, there should always be someone knowing. If you don't want to tell your parents where you're going, at least tell one of your friends, tell somebody, have that safe person for you, no matter what age you are, no matter where you're going. Even now to this age, I was 27 years old and my closest friends, we all have each other's locations because it's just so much going on in this world. All right, y'all. But that wasn't even my notes. But listen, y'all, listen, consent is very important, y'all. No means no. Yes means yes. All right. I'm going to keep saying that because that's very, very, very important. And listen, sexual assault, when I was doing my research, I learned a little bit more about sexual assault because I'm working on this program. And with sexual assault, I learned that statistics shows that not even nine times out of 10, but sexual assault is mostly normally found with someone the victim knows. Scary, right? And listen, when I keep saying no means no, no matter whom it is, listen, y'all, if you don't want to be touched by someone, no means no. Straight up, if it's your mama, it's your daddy, it's your cousin, it's your uncle, no means no. And when I did a little bit more research, I found that statistics say 4 out of every woman are raped before the age of 25. About 40% of women have been raped, and or 2 in every 5 women were assaulted before the age of 18. And y'all, sadly, I fall into that category because before I was the age of 18 years old, I was sexually assaulted 3 times. And in my mid 20s, I'm 27 now, y'all. I was forced into a situation. I was forced to have sex with somebody that I did not want to have sex with. But I was forced to have sex with somebody. And y'all, in that situation, in that moment, I felt helpless because y'all, I mean, I was liking Shorty or whatever, but I didn't want to have sex with him in the moment. I didn't want to have sex. I mean, of course I wanted to have sex with him, but not in that moment. I did not give him permission to have sex with me in that moment. And y'all, he straight up told me that if he don't get nothing, he ain't gonna take me home. So in that moment, I was already in the car with him and I just felt helpless. So it was like, dang, bro, I really gotta give you some. And no, y'all, consent. They got a consent to it, y'all. They got a consent to it. And listen, it is not your fault. It is not your fault. Never put that blame on yourself. Because it is not your fault, sis. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what they tell you. Listen, sis, I don't care what they say. It is not your fault. Don't put that blame on yourself. That is on them, not on you. Sis, sexual assault is something that has happened to you. But just because it happened to you, that does not define who you are. Because you are a survivor, not a victim, y'all. And I myself am a sexual assault survivor, not a victim. But at the end of the day, sis, you gotta know that your identity comes from the word of God and not man. Not the things that you experience. Because, listen, sis, you are everything that God has called you. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the head and not the tail. You are the lender, not the borrower. You are God's handiwork. Do you know that God took his time crafting you? Don't you know that you are the apple of God's eye, that nothing you can do can separate you from the love of God? So you are everything that God has called you to be. I remember a time when I was going through my sex addiction, y'all, and my therapist had me posting words of affirmation all around my apartment and in my mirror, and my friends would come over and they would clown me because they was like, girl, what you being, Mary Jane? But no, I had these up because every time I would have a thought to have sex with a man, every time I would have a sex craving, I would go to my mirror and I would say all these things about myself, because at the end of the day, I am everything that God has called me to be. Despite what I've been through, despite all the things that I have encountered, I am what God says I am. And it's time that you realize that you are everything that God has said about you. Not what your daddy said, not what your mama said, not what your ex-boyfriend said, but you are everything that God has created you to be. I remember when I was in high school, my dad had said some really mean things to me, and I thought that my identity came from my earthly father. But in reality, y'all, my identity came from my heavenly father, not my earthly father. And the Bible is full of God's promises that you are everything that God says you are. So every time you get a negative thought, or someone says anything about you that's negative, we shut that down. And you go back and you confirm yourself in the name of Jesus. All right, sis. So listen, you are everything that God says you are. Because at the end of the day, it's not your fault. The situation, your sexual assault case, it does not define you. It's just something that has happened to you. And that there is, and God said that he will mend every broken heart. And there is beauty in your brokenness. There is beauty in your pain, y'all. I don't understand why I was sexually assaulted. But I do know that God is allowing me to use my platform to go back and to inspire another queen who has been sexually assaulted. That's why I'm so excited to start this program. I'm gonna keep sending y'all. I'm so excited to start this program to go back and to let other women know, young girls know, that they are not alone in this situation. That they are not alone. And sis, I don't want the enemies, because sexual assault is a form of trauma, believe it or not. We don't realize it. How you handle your trauma and your healing is the most beautiful thing ever. Y'all, I'm 27 years old now. And like I told you guys, that before the age of 18, so this is over a decade ago that I was sexually assaulted. And I'm just now sharing my story, y'all. I'm just now allowing my truth to be told. I'm just now opening up my mouth and casting down everything that has happened over me. And sis, I don't want you to allow yourself to go into isolation, to depression, to anxiety, and all these things, because this has happened to me, y'all. Real life, this has happened to me. And I didn't want to be touched by nobody for a while. I would have flashbacks and I would have nightmares of getting sexually assaulted. I had depression sometimes. I couldn't sleep. Like, all these things, like, these are all things that has happened to me, sis. And how you handle your trauma is the most beautiful thing ever. So if you feel comfortable with going to the police and making a sexual assault case, then do that. But if you don't, that's perfectly fine. But I want you to find a safe person, a safe friend to go and talk to. I remember, this is 2022, in January, I don't know, but January of this year, me and my friend, we were having a conversation, and I don't know if it's because he had a gun on his hip or he just created a safe and vulnerable place for me to just be free and talk about it. But he was the first person I ever told that I was raped before. He was the first person I ever shared that with. But sis, find that, I'm not saying it has to be a male, but find someone you could confide in, talk to. And you might say, bro, I never been sexually assaulted, but I know somebody. And listen, the best thing you can do for somebody is just to be there for them and allow them to talk, allow them to express themselves, and to just simply own that. I can tell you straight up, it's just to be there for them in that moment. But never force someone to make legal action. Never force someone to go to the hospital and do a rape kit. Like, that's all on them, because that's all on them, honestly. All you can do is just, my best advice is simply for you to be there for them, because it's not their fault. So listen, sis, before we go ahead and get out of here, I want us to do an activity together. Yes, I know you might be crying right now, but sis, it's simply okay, because every day is a new victory, y'all. I promise you, it's going to get better over time. It might not get better right now, but sis, listen, there is beauty in your brokenness. There is and out of all your pain, that there is going to be a purpose that birthed out of it. Allow God to just use you. All right, sis. So listen, let's go ahead and find a mirror. Find your closest mirror. If you're driving, pull over. But sis, go to your closest mirror. Take a breath. Look at yourself. Woo! All right, y'all. So we're going to do this activity. So look at yourself in the mirror. And I want you to, hey, girl, you look good, queen. But look at yourself in the mirror. And so we say whatever your name is. So, Ro, I forgive you. So many times we can forgive everybody else, but we forget to forgive ourselves. So sis, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I used to think that it was my fault that I got sexually assaulted. No, baby girl, it is not your fault. It is not on you. So forgive yourself, sis. Forgive yourself. Let it go. You might be saying, Ro, you don't understand. Sis, I do understand, because I was there. I got sexually assaulted 4 times, remember? But sis, I want you to know that it is not your fault. You are a survivor, not a victim. This situation cannot break you. It cannot break you, sis. Every day is a new victory. You might not feel like a victory, but sis, it is a victory. And I want you to know, baby girl, that I am proud of you, because you made it. You are still alive for a reason. So sis, forgive yourself, because it is not on you. It is on them. And after you forgive yourself, sis, this one right here, this gonna hurt. I want you to forgive that person who has assaulted you. You may say, Ro, it was my stepdad. Ro, it was my dad. It was my uncle. It was my cousin. It was my neighbor. It was my boyfriend. Says, I don't care who it was. You gotta forgive them, because guess what? Forgiveness is for you, not on them. You can't wish evil on their lives. Only thing that you can wish is for them to get healed and get whole. I don't care, sis. You might say, Ro, I'm not there yet, but it's okay, sis. But allow God to do that transformation on your heart so you can forgive them. I asked God, y'all, one of the biggest things I had to do when I was going through things with my dad never sexually assaulted me, y'all. But when I was going through things with my dad, I had to ask God to allow me to see my dad how he sees my dad. That was the most biggest thing for me, y'all. So you might not say, Ro, I can't do that. And that's perfectly fine, sis. But I want you to know that forgiveness, that healing is for you, not for them, y'all. I see the people that sexually assaulted me. And y'all, I wanted to flood their tires. I wanted to bust their windows. Like, I wanted to do all these crazy things. But guess what? God's vengeance is his, not mine. I don't have to do that. So listen, sis, I want you to forgive yourself. And if you have the courage and boldness enough to forgive your sexual assault person, then forgive them, y'all. Forgive them straight up, y'all. I promise you, sis, it is going to get better over time. And sis, I want you to know that every day it is getting better, and so are you, because we are survivors, not a victim, that God is not done with you yet. So sis, if you gotta cry, cry. But guess what? At the end of the day, baby girl, I want you to, after you finish crying, I want you. Y'all ready for this? I want you to add your lashes. I want you to put that lip gloss back on. Add your mascara. Brush your eyebrows. Get the snot out your nose. But most importantly, sis, I want you to fix your crown if no one else tells you to, y'all. Sis, you got this. God got you. And it's going to get better. Listen, y'all, you know how we go ahead and get out of here. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. So bow your heads and close your eyes. So, dear Lord Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this time of fellowship between my sister and I in Christ. God, I just thank you for her boldness. God, I thank you for her courage. I thank you, Father God, for just being with her in her time of need. I pray that, God, that she feels, I pray, God, that you just wrap your angels around her to know that you are with her and you are for her. God, I pray that she lay her head down to sleep tonight, that she will rest into the promises of God. She will release every single thing and to cast her cares upon you because you care for her. I thank you, Father God, that you just guide her in her time of need, that you will mend her broken heart, that you will put her heart back together, that you will restore everything and more that the enemy thought he took from her. I pray that this week will be a week full of favor, a week full of unexpected blessings, unexpected checks in the mail. I thank you, Father God, we'll just have favor on our job, favor with our boss, just favor, unexplainable favor, peace of mind. That I thank you that you give us peace in the middle of chaos. I thank you, God, we'll just have unexplainable joy. I pray, God, that she would just rest. And I thank you, God, she would have the bestest and sweetest sleep in her life that she had in a long time. I thank you, Father God, at times when she feels as though that she needs a man to fill her up, that she could just turn to the word of God to know that you are with her and you are for her. I pray all these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I love you, queen.
Thanks so much for rocking with your girl. And if you love this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your fellow kings and queens out there, because we all deserve to have our crown fixed. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Peace.